This is Michael Edward Miller for WTC. Television commercials for the Volkswagen Atlas, the company's new SUV, emphasize how big the vehicle is.
Introducing the all-new seven-seater Volkswagen Atlas. Life's as big as you make it.
The German automaker designed the Atlas specifically for the American market. It's made right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at their only United States assembly plant, producing cars since 2011. A few years ago, the company invested nearly $1 billion to expand the plant here and start making Atlases. The investment seems to be paying off. Heinrich Voken is the CEO of the North American region for the German automaker. Monday, he made an announcement.
We will begin assembling yet another SUV for the American market, and we will do so right here in Chattanooga.
It's another Atlas model. Not quite as big as the current one. The new Atlas will be a five-seater. The CEO's announcement happened at a press conference at the VW Chattanooga plant. Local and state officials joined him, including Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. They spoke standing beside a framed concept sketch of the smaller Atlas, kind of a sneak peek.
They were actually not even going to announce this until the New York Auto Show in a couple weeks. But I think a lot of us said, hey, Chattanooga is such an important part of your brand here. Why don't you do the first announcement here and you can show the exact look in New York a little later.
Haslam also talked about incentives. Over the years, VW has received a lot in taxpayer-funded incentives, nearly $800 million in exchange for VW building the plant here, creating jobs, and then expanding a few years ago. This newest expansion was announced without new incentives to sweeten the deal, but officials were anticipating it.
When we did the deal that brought Atlas here, they didn't promise us that the second line would come, but it was more than a twinkle in everybody's eye.
This is renewed optimism for government and Volkswagen officials after a rough period for the automaker. Sales of the Passat sedan, made here in Chattanooga, have slowed after the so-called Dieselgate scandal. In 2015 and 16, that was one of the main reasons Volkswagen was in the news.
A federal judge has approved a nearly $15 billion settlement between the carmaker Volkswagen and the U.S. government and consumers. Just over a year ago, VW admitted it installed software on its diesel vehicles that cheated on emissions tests.
That was NPR's Robert Siegel, reporting back in 2016. At the time, Volkswagen assured Chattanooga officials the company would continue investing and expanding here, even as it looked to cut back in other parts of the world. This new Atlas announcement confirms the company's continued investment in Chattanooga. Jim Coppinger is the mayor of Hamilton County.
It's going to be about $340 million investment. And so generally coming with that and what they're doing as far as ramping up their operations, we anticipate there'll be additional jobs.
Volkswagen North America CEO Heinrich Voken says for him, the success of the Atlas symbolizes a turnaround.
A turnaround for our brand here in the United States.
The new five-seat version of Volkswagen's Atlas SUV will debut at the New York Auto Show, which starts at the end of March. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.